According to John, the purpose of the gospel is that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing, we have life in his name. The purpose of the gospel. In the 20th chapter of John, we are given four slightly different examples of how persons received that gift of faith and came to believe in the risen Christ. John, the beloved disciple, believes after having seen the burial wrappings, but without having seen Jesus himself. Mary Magdalene sees Jesus, but does not recognize him until he calls her by name. The disciples see and believe. Thomas also sees and believes, but only after having demanded of Jesus that the risen Christ appear to him personally, on the terms Thomas himself prescribed and defined. These followers of Jesus each came to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Their stories demonstrate that there is not one right way to receive the gift of faith and believe in the risen Christ, but that each of us comes to the point of belief through individual encounters with God in Christ. And God understands that at times we need to see in order to believe. When I was first starting out, I was still in seminary. I was going through clinical pastoral education, assigned to the hospital, wearing the collar for the first time, with a little black stripe down the middle, like people knew that they knew that you weren't real then, that you were just a fake priest coming or something. But you begin to sort of sort out your identity. And they also get us young seminarians to do the overnights in the hospital. And so on that night, I got a call in the middle of the night, and it was very, very sad. It was very, very sad because a baby had died at the point of her birth. And the mother and the father were absolutely distraught. Absolutely distraught. And they were requesting, though the baby had already died, they were requesting that the baby be baptized, which theologically makes no sense, because we know exactly where that baby is. Know exactly. So theologically it makes no sense. But the mother and father did not want a theological argument from me at that moment in their lives. What they needed was to see in order to believe. They needed to see in order to believe. And so we named the baby. They held the baby. And the baby was baptized with all the words that could possibly be said from the prayer book. Everything possible that could be done so that every sound, every touch, every symbol, every ounce of water would be remembered and felt, because they needed to see in order to believe. And so our God is a God who knows that about us, who knows that at times we need to see in order to believe. And so what did God do but give us seven of those 7 of those C's in order to believe, because God gave us the sacraments. God gave us the sacraments in the bread and the wine, in the water, in the laying on of hands that's symbolic in so many of the sacraments, in the rings that are exchanged, in the holy oil of unction. All of those symbols, because God knows that we need to see in order to believe at times. We need it so much that we come every week to remember that we need to see in order to believe sometimes. Faith is the gift of God. It's a gift. We don't have to do anything to have faith, to get faith, to have faith out there. But belief is our response. Belief is our response. And so what we do is we, through various ways in our lives, we can sometimes be on again and off again about our belief. We can doubt. We can doubt because sometimes we've forgotten, we haven't remembered the symbols. We can kind of waffle around a little bit about our belief. And yet God knows that we need to see sometimes in order to believe. And so he brings us these opportunities to remember that. And that the doubts are actually things that are very, very good for us. And I quoted one time during choir rehearsal a quote from Frederick Buechner, who said that doubt is the ants in the pants of faith. It keeps it awake and moving. Doubt is the ants in the pants of faith. It keeps it awake and moving. And so during those times when we may be doubting, like Thomas, during those times, and we're wrestling, don't wrestle too hard with your doubts. Wrestle, but don't wrestle too hard. Because that doubt is actually growing you further. Growing you further down that life path you have chosen of belief in the risen Christ. Yes, sometimes we need to see in order to believe. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we doubt. We need to be reminded that that's just helping us grow a little further down the path. So appreciate those moments and watch for those moments, not just in the seven sacraments, but watch for those moments that God gives you outward and visible signs that God is up to something. That God is up to something and that God is with you. Amen.